You're listening to The Soft Podcast, your space for fascia-focused healing and body autonomy. Every episode brings you practical tools, real-life stories, and the science of trauma-informed transformation. Take a breath and let's explore what's possible together. The intricate relationship between healing and societal forces reveals how our physical and emotional well-being is shaped by factors far beyond individual experience. Trauma and tension manifest not just from personal events, but from cultural, collective, and intergenerational sources that become deeply embedded in our body's tissues. This understanding transforms how we approach healing and recovery, acknowledging that our bodies carry more than just our individual stories. The body's fascia, the connective tissue network throughout our system, responds sensitively to various forms of systemic oppression and marginalization. Whether experiencing racism, ableism, homophobia, transphobia, or other forms of discrimination, these stressors create what feels like protective armor within our tissues. This physical response might present as persistent bracing, hypervigilance, numbness, or localized pain. Living in environments that feel unsafe or unwelcoming can cause the body to maintain this tension for years, not as a personal failing, but as an intelligent adaptive response. Consider someone growing up in an environment where their identity is not accepted or validated. The constant pressure to conceal their authentic self often leads to chronic tension patterns, particularly in areas like the chest, jaw, or pelvis. Even after finding more accepting spaces, these ingrained physical patterns can persist as protective mechanisms rather than simple symptoms requiring treatment. These patterns demonstrate how cultural and societal pressures become physically encoded in our bodies. The soft approach to healing acknowledges this deeper context, recognizing that true healing must account for cultural identity and systemic influences. Rather than viewing tension patterns as personal flaws, this framework honors them as intelligent adaptations, the body's way of protecting itself in challenging circumstances. This perspective shifts the focus from purely individual healing to understanding how broader social dynamics shape our physical experience and influence our capacity for recovery. A practical exercise for exploring these connections involves sitting quietly and asking yourself, "Where do I feel the weight of the world?" This simple yet powerful inquiry helps identify areas where cultural or collective experiences may be stored in your body. The key is not to immediately try changing these sensations, but rather to notice them with gentle awareness and acknowledge the stories they carry. This practice creates space for understanding the complex layers of tension we hold. By placing a hand over areas of tension or numbness, you create a compassionate connection with these stored experiences. This practice isn't about forcing change, but about creating space for recognition and eventual release. Over time, this gentle attention can help your fascia begin releasing layers of tension shaped by cultural and historical influences. The process honors both the personal and collective aspects of our physical experience. The journey of healing extends beyond personal transformation. It's about reclaiming your body from external pressures and messages that never truly belong to you. As you honor the weight of these experiences, you open possibilities for deeper rest, authentic connection, and genuine freedom in your body. This understanding reminds us that while healing is deeply personal, it always occurs within the broader context of our shared human experience and collective history. The recognition that healing doesn't happen in isolation offers both challenge and hope. While acknowledging the impact of systemic forces might feel overwhelming, it also provides a more complete framework for understanding and addressing physical tension patterns. This holistic perspective validates the complex interplay between personal and collective experience, creating space for more effective and compassionate healing approaches. By honoring both individual and collective stories, we create pathways for more comprehensive and lasting healing. Understanding these connections helps explain why traditional approaches focusing solely on individual symptoms might fall short. When we recognize how our bodies hold cultural and collective experiences, we can approach healing with greater patience, understanding, and effectiveness. This expanded perspective allows us to address not just the surface manifestations of tension, but their deeper cultural and systemic roots. Thank you for joining us on The Soft Podcast. If you found today's episode helpful, explore more resources and tools at thesoftapproach.com. Until next time, remember, gentle attention is the beginning of embodied change.